Our theme tonight is the pro-centralization team is having a Humpty Dumpty moment. Clearly, we see troubles with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, lapse now in the Patriot Act, many of the provisions getting picked up in the passage of something called the Freedom Act. I've posted the Electronic Freedom Foundation report on the Freedom Act. They seem to think it's an improvement. I'm pretty skeptical because it leaves the bulk collection still in the hands of the telecommunications companies, which is even worse than having it in the NSA, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, we have also the court challenges to the NSA spying. So as far as I'm concerned, it's just more power into the private telecommunications, social media and defense contractors, which I think is even more dangerous than having it in government. But it does look like the U.S. administration is getting bogged down in the mud on numerous of the control issues. One of the things you see, and I think it's part of the a defense of or a response to the kind of ways that things are bogging down. Mr. Global is very committed, or certainly the U.S. leadership is very committed to dressing fascism up with skirts. I'm going to be writing about this more. We see women being pushed for business leaders, for political candidates, sort of the idea is it's going to make for a warmer, more friendly leadership. I don't think it's going to work, but it's certainly going to make the divide and conquer propaganda for the next few years even more offensive. And that's something that we really need to think about, because the most dangerous divide and conquer is the divide and conquer between men and women. And it's extremely important to me on the Salieri Report that I do everything I can to help this kind of propaganda not turn men and women against each other, which it clearly is designed to do. I published a commentary this week called Restoring the Balance, and it was to help explain why we're watching so many mediocre candidates promoted. It's interesting, in the election, the mediocrity of the sort of lead candidates created by nepotism, I think, is part of the the lack of interest in the candidates has caused a lot of candidates to be able to get support and money because they're trying to throw up people who are a little bit more authentic, who can create a lot of interest in a process which is very from which the U.S. population is terribly alienated. Examples are Ben Carson and Carly Fiona. I don't think it's going to work. There's so much deep disgust, and you almost worry about how much violence it's going to take to stuff that that deep disgust back in the box. I've really been amazed at comments I've been getting while I'm in Australia and New Zealand about how shocking many people, whether it's citizens down here or other sort of global travelers I'm talking with, how shocked they are and quietly frightened by the mediocrity of the U.S. leadership. And so one of the reasons I wrote Restoring the Balance was to encourage us all to remember that there are many authentic leaders in our lives, and it's important to support them and try and find a way to ignore the mediocre leadership, particularly created by nepotism. I'm trying to figure out how to do it. We're all just going to have to help each other.